such an asshole.
Boom. Continuing on. The same guy who just had that request says, hey, also I have a second request. Can you do a Clary test on Tony Hawk? I will pay. Please let me know the amount. And by gosh, yes, you can have a Clary test on Tony Hawk because you paid me and I'm a whore. So let us look up Tony Hawk. I think he's about my age. Maybe a little younger. Oh, 68. Oh, wow. He's older than me. Significantly older. Oh, okay. Anthony Frank Hawk, born 1968, nicknamed Birdman, American professional skateboarder entrepreneur and owner of the skateboard company Birdhouse. He completed the first documented 900 skateboard trick in 1999. He wasn't no young pup. He was in his 30s, if I do the math right. 2000. Yeah, 68. Yeah, he's 31. Licensed a video game series named after him, published by Activision same year, and is a pioneer of modern vertical skateboarding. He retired from competing professionally in 2003. He's regarded as one of the most influential skateboarders of all. Yeah, he's kind of the Wayne Gretzky of skateboarding. I mean, there's name another one. I couldn't name you one other hockey player. I couldn't name you one other skateboarder. And I can't name one other swimmer than Michael Phelps. That's it. Hawk has been involved in various philanthropic activities throughout his career, including the Tony Hawk Foundation, which helps to build skate parks in underprivileged areas around the world. You know, if I ever do a foundation, it's not going to be the Aaron Cleary Foundation. It's going to be the Swingin' Dick Institute. It's going to be something cool. It's not going to simply be my name. The Happy Fuckers Foundation. Something not Aaron Cleary Foundation. You ever sit through a speech by one of these people with a nonprofit foundation? Oh, wow. We're here to help the children. Here at the Fuck Off Institution, we teach young men and young boys and girls to tell their parents to identify when their parents are abusive and lying sacks of Marxist shit and tell them when to fuck off. Proceeds go to our foster home where we teach kids financial responsibility, STEM, and mechanics. They've gone on to become multi-billionaire and entrepreneur and president of the United States. The Fuck Off Foundation. Make your donations today. All right, so let's go with early life. Born 62 San Diego to Nancy and Frank Rupert Hawk. He was raised in San Diego. He has two older sisters. As a child, Hawk was described as hyperactive, which just means a kid with a lot of energy. And his mother has stated that she was so hard on him. He was so hard on himself and expected himself to do so many things. One time, Hawk struck out in baseball and was so distraught that he hid in a ravine and had to be physically coaxed out by his father. Frustration was so harsh, his parents had him psychologically evaluated at school. The results was that Tony was gifted, and he tested with an IQ of 144. I bet you he was bored as fuck at school. brought to you by Curse of the High IQ. I wonder if Tony's had any problems with having dumbass teachers surrounding him. So school advisors recommended placing him out of school so he could go, in advanced classes. I could never leave school. Hawk attended Gene Farb Middle School, 8081, eventually turned to show for the show Homecoming, huh? Where he set up a ramp and performed a skateboarding demonstration. Parents supported his skateboarding because it served as an outlet for his excessive energy. See, look at that. Support, nuclear family. You get him out of the normie conformie classes, at least. Hawk's skills developed, and he became a professional skateboarder at age 14. All right, so he was paid. He was so good, he was paid at 14. I was paid to, 14. I was paid to shovel shit at 14. He was getting paid to snowboard or skateboard. He was officially the National Skateboard Association world champion for 12 consecutive years. Hawk attended three high schools and graduated from Torrey Pines High School in 1986. He listed Steve Caballero and Christian Hosoi as influences of the time. All right, now, nothing about college. That's where his education ends. So already, he's doing good there. So he doesn't get a point for that. Where'd he go? Career. With the money made from skateboarding, he bought his first house during his senior year in high school. Oh, is he getting laid? How much tail did he get? Holy cow. Hawk became the first skateboarder to land a 900, a trick involving the completion of 2.5 mid-air revolutions on a skateboard, in which he was successful on his 12th attempt. After completing the trick, Hawk said, "This is the best day of my life." Following this feat, Hawk decided to retire from professional competition that same year. But he continued to perform at the annual X Games 2003. Boo, 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 boo. Okay, so at 48, performed what we claim his last final 900. Wow. Older than me, and he's still doing it. That's great. Hawk invited President Bush Father's Day. Booty, booty, boo. Booty, boo. All right, so, I mean, I guess you could keep performing in the senior bracket of skateboard competition. But, yeah, 48, I guess that's I'm impressed you went that long. As of April 2020, Hawk is sponsored by Birdhouse Fans, Independent Bones, and Nixon. Contest victory, video game, film, and television. Where's the company that he started? Show, ride channel, emoji. I thought he started a company. Launched a channel. 2018, designed some skateboard. He's just retired. That's what he is. I mean, he still dabbles, but he's retired. I wonder how tall he is. Looks pretty tall. Personal life, 90, married Cindy Dunbar, who he began dating in high school. Oh, please tell me it's your high school. Oh, third wife. Never mind. Never mind. Dude, you married a high school. So yeah, and you're just getting the tail. Oh, why would you get married? Why would you get married with all that tail being thrown at you? Oh, philanthropy, started the Tony Hawk Foundation. Skateboarding Dicks found it. How about that? Hell's Skateboarders. No, the Tony Hawk Foundation. All right. There's with his kid. That's nice. All right. So what's his score? No worthless degrees. Doesn't sound like he came from wealth. Didn't go to college. Has real world working experience. What's he doing now? He's rightfully retired. That's what happens when you kick a lot of ass. I bet you him and Michael Jordan have kind of the same problem. Like, what do you do after you're like the best in your field? I guess Michael Jordan gambles a bit, but he's got the money. I'd probably do that too. If I had unlimited funds, I'd go to the $2 tables and just gamble. All right. There you go. Any super chats? We have any skateboarders in here? Nope. That's it. All right. Wait. Have you seen the Joe Rogan podcast with Tony Hawk? He goes into his career in detail. Yeah, but I'm not paid enough to go into detail. I don't think Tony Hawk's coming on my show anytime soon. So, all right. We'll see you guys later, Toodles.